The following shir has been presented by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad Binyani Mishpat, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Bava Kama has been graciously dedicated by Rav Tzvi Reisman and family, Le'ilui Nishmas, his esteemed father, Harav Yehoshua Heschel Reisman, Zecher Tzadik Levracha. May the Torah study through this volume be an Eloi to his neshama. Bava Kama Daf Chav Beis.
The Gemara says, Toshima, bring a brace. It's a godish for you to call us like the Eved Samachla. If a person kindles a godish, a pile of wheat, and there is a gedi kafos, there's a goat that's tied up to the pile of wheat, or there's an eved who's standing around near the pile of wheat, and the eved has the ability to run away and not get burnt. And what happened was that everything got burnt. Says the braisa, the person would be chayiv. He's chayiv in everything. He's chayiv in the gedi. He's chayiv in the godish. He's chayiv in the eved. However, the other case, if he has an eved kofus, there's an eved, there's a slave that's tied up to the godish, or there's a gedi, a goat that's near the godish, potter, because the gedi that's samach is potter, because his action did not warrant the reaction of burning the gedi. The gedi could have run away, the goat could have run away. And the reason why it's potter, if the eved is tied up, even though the eved could not have run away, is because of a concept of kom leib d'rab minei. It says Rashi, what are you potter on? You're potter on the gedi ve'agodesh. On two things. You're potter both on the goat and on the pile of wheat. Why? The kom leib d'rab minei, which we know as a principle throughout Shas, that a person who does an action, and that action really warrants two einshim, two punishments. One is a chiyuv misa, or a more stringent punishment, and the second one is a more kalzik punishment. He only gets the stronger punishment. Kali Gravini tells us that he's only allowed to get one punishment, not the second one, and therefore, since this person lit a goddess that had an eved tied to it, and a person who kills an eved is also chayiv misa, like it says in Shmos Chaf Aleph, nokem yinokem, is also chayiv misa. So by you lighting the fire and killing the eved, you're chayiv misa, and therefore there would be a din of kam leib d'rab minei, and you'd be potter on the godish. Now, one at first thought and first glance might say that this din of kam leib d'rab minei is only a din in the olden days, in the times of the Gemara, where there was a bezdin that was able to issue and to mete out the death sentence and able to kill somebody. Therefore, there's a din of kam leib d'rab minei. However, this is not true. The halacha of kom leib d'rab minei is even in a case where you will not actually issue the punishment. I'd like to bring to light three scenarios, three cases that are real life scenarios that this case, that this din of kom leib d'rab minei really plays an active role in the psak halacha. There was a fellow in Eretz Yisrael who, after Ma'ariv, on Matzah Shabbos, he said Kiddush Levana, and he took his car keys, and he walked to his car. When he got to his car, he saw the unfortunate sight that his car had been smashed over Shabbos. And there was a note on the car, in Hebrew, apologizing for what has happened, and offering any type of compensation that's necessary. Please call Yaakov at this and this number. So of course he calls Yaakov, and Yaakov says, I apologize, I feel terrible. It was Saturday, Shabbat, Baboker, and I was taking my child to soccer practice, and I unfortunately was on the phone, and I veered off to the right, and I hit your car, and I apologize, and I'm willing to give you my insurance, etc. So he gladly took it down. He called him up. He said, maybe we should settle. Give me $1,000, and I'll go to the mechanic, and I'll fix it myself. And then he realized, this person was driving on Shabbos. The person who hit the car the accident happened on Shabbos while this non-frum Jew was being mechal Shabbos, which is an Isser Daraisa, which is an Isser of Misa that warrants a Misa B'dei Shemayim. And therefore, there would be a din of Kom Le B'dei Rabbi Minei. And possibly, I'm not allowed to take this money. The question is he not allowed to take the money at all? Or, if the person is offering the money, he would be maybe allowed to take the money. And we'll see soon. The second case is actually a case that I heard from Meir Virabi, Rabbi Menachem Mendel Shafran Shlita from Bnei Brak, Nav Bezdin in Bnei Brak, when he was, one day, he gets a call that the chief executives of Dan Bus Company would like to have a talk with him, would like to speak to him about a certain thing. He didn't know what they wanted. He had no clue what was going on. He agreed to meet. Finally, they came, a group of five corporate executives from Dan Bus Company and a frum yid with a long black beard, a little bit of a bent in hat. They all come to this meeting. And the Dan Bus Company opens the remarks and says, this individual here, we had an accident. One of the buses in our fleet unfortunately struck a relative of this person and killed the person on the spot. And he's trying to sue us in court, and we of course want to go to Bezdin, because Bezdin is the way that two Jews should settle their fights. Rav Mendel Shafran quickly chopped the whole story. He realized that this Dan Bus Company had never come to him before for the entire, and they must have spoken to a very high-ended Tayin who explained to the Dan Bus Company that even though in civil court, when you're sued for an accident, for killing somebody in an accident, it could be a multi-million dollar suit, but if you go to Bezdin, there's a din of Kom Le B'dei Rabbi Minei, that since this person killed, so his action warrants a chiyuv of galus akapanim if it was b'shoigeg. So therefore, they shouldn't have to. If they go to Bezdin, they won't have to pay. And therefore, it was the first time that they went to Bezdin. So Mendel turned to them and realized chaptu exactly what they were going on. And he told the executives of the Dan Bus Company that if you agree to sign a document that from now on every single case that comes to the Dan Bus Company will come back to my Bezdin, I will agree gladly and wholeheartedly to adjudicate the case. But in the meantime, you can't go shopping for a psak, and therefore, I'm not going to try your case. And Rav Mendel Shafran told me personally that he for some reason has a whole shita as to why, even though there's a din of Kom Le B'dei Rabbi Minei, and therefore you'll be putter, and not only that, there's a klal of Ein Damim Me'Chayrim, you can't charge money for the death of a person, even without Kom Le B'dei Rabbi Minei, the value of a person in the Torah's eyes is priceless and cannot be put a dollar amount on it, and therefore you can never charge somebody for the death of a person. There's no money, either you're chayev golos or you're chayev Misa. However, said Rav Mendel that since they were both driving on public roads, his shita is that if a person drives on the public road, he agrees, he automatically takes upon himself the laws of the land and the chiyuvim and the obligations of the land. The reason is because a person who drives on a public property is really driving on a chotzer ha-shutfis. It's a publicly owned property, and therefore you have no right to drive there unless you agree and accept upon yourself and are mechayev yourself to pay for any tashlumen or any type of payments that the public are responsible for. So even though p'din Torah, p'din mazik, there's a din of kolim d'rabinei, however, you would still have to pay. The third case I'd like to bring to light is a little bit of a offshoot of the case of the din of Kom Le B'dei Rabbi Minei, and that is a psak from Hagoyin Rabbi Yosef Shlita. A person was borrowed a car and was driving recklessly. And he spun out of control, and the car veered off to the right and went off to the side and hit some cars and did extensive damage. And Baruch Hashem, nothing happened, and no one was hurt. Says Rabbi Yoshev of a huge chiddush, that a person who drives in such a manner, maybe he was a drunken driver or he was speeding in a way which is totally reckless and way above the speed limit. We're not talking about 5 or 10 miles, which is the normal way to drive. Or a lot of people drive like that. It's not considered abnormal. But a person's driving in a way that it's totally reckless and mamash a real sakonis nefashas, he would be potter, says Rabbi Yoshev, from any hezek that incurs, because he's a roidif. The halacha is, we all know the din of machteres, that a bol hargucha hashkem hargoy, a person who is running after somebody else to kill him, nitin latzila benafshoy, any person in Klal Yisrael, and especially the roidif, the nirdaf, the person who's being chased, is allowed to turn around and kill the roidif, and he has a chi of misa, says the Gemara in Sanhedrin the following days, that if a person goes with machteres and the shavers a kalim, he breaks kalim while he's there. Since the din is ein loy domim, the halacha is that he has no blood. In other words, his blood is free for Klal Yisrael to kill him before he commits this act. Any kalim that he breaks is going to be potter, because he is like, it's like he's chayev misa right now. And lest you think that the only time you're chayiv is only if he does it maliciously, the Gemara in Sanhedrin later on talks about an uber, a person, a fetus that's being misaken, an unborn child that's being born, and it's causing a damage, it's causing a risk to the mother. So once he sticks his head out, once he's most of the way out, the person can't kill him. But if he's putting a risk to his mother, so he has a din of a roidif, and a person might be able to kill him. There's a question as to exactly when. There's a question in Gemara Maichazis, the Duma Didoch, Samak Tfemi Duma Didi, that my blood, that the Uber's blood is redder, worth more or less than the mother. In other words, a little child, a small child, is just as valuable as a mother in when it comes to saving lives. However, he has a din of a roidif, even though he has no kavana to kill. So the same thing as a person who's out of control in a car. Either he's drunk, or he's speeding, or he's fell asleep at the wheel, and he's shaver kalim. So since Bishas, when he was in the car, asleep at the wheel, he was a roidif, even though he didn't mean it, possibly. Since he has a din roidif, anything that he damages, he would be putter. Now the question is, like what we mentioned before, let's say the person offers the money in these cases. If he offers the money, are we allowed to take the money or not? Or do we have to refuse the money? The Mechaber in Simen, in Choshev Mishpat Simen Chof Ches, brings down the din of Potter B'dinei Odom Mechayev B'dinei Shemayim. A person who does not say Eidus for his friend, and thereby makes his friend have a loss, the halach is, he's Potter, even though he caused the loss, it's just causative damage, he doesn't have to pay, but he's Chayev Lotzei Zidei Shemayim. The Tzvei Zachoshim brings down from the Tshuvas HaRivosh. The Rivosh says that any time the person is Chayev Lotzei Zidei Shemayim, whenever there's a din that a person has to pay only klapi shmaya and not pay, and in bezdin would not be chayav to pay. If the person who's owed the money is toifus, if he grabs the money, mafkinon minei, we take it away and we give it back to him. Since the halacha is that bedini odom in bezdin, he's potter from giving it. If you grab it, you have to give it back. Just because you grabbed it, it doesn't mean you're allowed to keep it. He's potter from giving it. It's a nice thing for him to give. It's a din of lotz de shemayim. However, says the Ktzoyis brings a Rashi. Rashi, in Bometziyat HaTzadik Aleph, says, in the Sugya of Esnan, that the Gemara says that if a person is Baal Imoy and he offers a tlet, he offers a goat in for payment. So that esnan is called an esnan zayin, and it cannot be used for the Beis Hamikdash. The question is, if he's Baal Imoy, then he's chayiv misa. So even though usually the payment that I offer for such a terrible act is, I'm responsible to pay it, and that becomes an esnan zayino, and I would not be able to be makrevit, and not I would not be able to bring it as a korban. However, if a person's Baal Imoy, which is an isa kores, so possibly, and most probably, the din would be kum lebdirab minay, and you wouldn't have to pay the tleh. Says the Gemara, no, still this tleh has a din of esnan zayna, and you cannot bring it for a korban. Says Rashi, why does this tleh have a din of an esnan? The reason is because if the mother were to grab the tleh, itafas loymafkina minay, since really this person is responsible to give the tleh b'dinei shamayim. Although b'dinei adam is a din of kam lei b'dirabba minei, but once the mother gets her hands on it, she's allowed to keep it, and therefore this tleh does have a din of esnan zayna, and therefore you cannot bring it as a carbon in the Beis Hamikdash. The Marshal says, Apshara, he says that in some cases the Rivash is right, and in some cases Rashi is right. Says the Marshal, with the explanation of the Ktsois and others, that there are two types of kam lei b'dirab minei. There's one din, one case where you're actually going to get the stronger einish. And in that case, where you're actually going to receive the stronger einish, so then when you get the stronger einish, it's as if you got the weaker einish, the weaker punishment. And therefore, itofas mafkina minei, because if you grab it, you take it away, because you're not responsible at all for the weaker punishment, because you got the stronger punishment. However, if you commit a sin, commit an aveira that be'etzem has the din of misa b'dei shamayim. In essence, it has this din of misa shamayim, but in practicality, you're not going to get the stronger einish, because either it's a shoigeg, you did it by accident, or it's bizman hazeh, where we cannot give the punishment of misa. In that case, the halach has also come lebdirab minei. However, in that case, it would be itofas mafkina minei. If he would grab it, I'm sorry, itofas loy mafkina minei. If he were to get his hands on the money, you would not take the money away from him. And therefore, in the case where the person was driving on Shabbos and he smashed the other guy's car, so the Friar Jew is not going to be getting the punishment of Misa. First of all, maybe he's a Shoigeg. He didn't know that Shabbos was also here. He needed Asra. And also, his man said, there is no Misa. And therefore, he will not get the stronger punishment. In that case, according to the Mashal, if he were to offer the money and I were to get my hands on the money, very possibly I'd be able to keep the money, because it's like a tfisa, and the tfisa helps. There are some achrayim that say, no, you're not allowed to take it like a tchila. Once you get it, maybe you can keep it. However, I'll be pashtus, if the person offers the money, even though the accident happened on Shabbos, and you get a hold of the money, you're allowed to keep the money, because it's that type of kamayim drabine, that you do not actually receive the stronger punishment. Therefore, if you grab it or you get a hold of the money, you are allowed to keep the money. However, in the case of roidif, when a person is drunk and driving, or if he's speeding and he's a sakana, in that case it's as if you got the einish. Because the din of roidif has a din that it's as if you got the einish, it's as if you got the punishment, and therefore itafas mafkinon minei. Even if you get a hold of the money, we would take it away from you.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223. To sign up to the BHHJ the Beis Chabad's weekly interactive e-journal, please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.